People are always concerned when we talk with folks about networking. People are always concerned about imposing. But one of the things that we know is that networking, true networking, we define as being an ongoing, mutually beneficial relationship. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship that is sustainable over time. And so what we mean by that is as you begin to develop a network, how many of you here are on LinkedIn? A lot. How many are on Facebook? LinkedIn is a tremendous site to use for networking, and it's deliberately out there as a networking, a professional networking site, as opposed to Facebook, which is really much more social networking. We always give people a bit of a warning around Facebook because, you know, if you're talking about professional life and career, what was it that we heard Alan tell us last time? It was the three P's. You don't put anything on Facebook that you wouldn't want your parents,
right,
your priest, or your...
I can't remember what the other people...
The public, I guess, to see. So it's just, you need to be really careful about what it is that you post on Facebook.
Additionally, organizations, particularly in the private sector, are using Facebook as a screening device to look at applicants.
Right. So you don't want your, you know, Memorial Day party that got maybe a little bit out of hand with photos to be on the website, okay? But in terms of networking, LinkedIn and Facebook are both fine. LinkedIn is terrific. And people, as I say, are there deliberately for that sole purpose of networking. And the mutually beneficial piece is important to keep in mind if you're starting to worry about feeling like you may be imposing on somebody else. Because, you know, if someone were to ask you for assistance and to say, hey, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when I grow up or what I want to be when I grow up, is there anyone in this room that would say, sorry, can't do that, no time, don't, I'm not interested? You know, I don't know anybody that really and truly would say no to offering help to someone that's exploring career alternatives. We're all in this together, and everybody knows that, you know, we've all got to take control over our careers. And most people feel good if they can help somebody else. That's the initial benefit to the other person. And who knows down the road how you may be able to reciprocate. And it's okay to be explicit about that. It's okay to say to somebody, well, I really appreciate your time. If ever I can reciprocate the favor, please don't hesitate to call. So we'll spend a little more time when we get into the
networking. Yeah, and make a note of this because networking isn't. And look at it this way. Make a note in the column of this slide or somewhere in your notes. Consider it like an informational meeting. If you do it that way, then you won't make the mistake of asking for a job. Because typically, our experience and research has told us that if you're looking at, again, to Julie's point, moving up laterally or changing industries, changing function, informational meetings are critical. Because then you can test what you think you know, A. B, is it possible to make that switch laterally upward within Harvard, outside of Harvard, outside of the industry sector, and people, trust us, will give you that feedback if you ask it that way. The other thing, and we'll talk a little bit about this later really at the end, think about it also not only as an information, but what are my expected outcomes of this meeting? What are my agenda items? So if you're going to come meet with Michael and talk about career coaching, career consulting, you should have an agenda item. Maybe one, two, not more than that, in mind for that 30, 40 minutes we're going to spend together. And it's critical as you manage your career to have agenda items and expected outcomes so that at the end of the meeting, you've accomplished your goal. And Julie raised something very critical here, is people are very happy to talk to you as long as they know why they're having the meeting. And this is particularly, anytime we work with people, and as you know, we've been doing this a long time. If you're trying to change industries and function or roles, these are your first line of defense, or you might want to look at it as offense, because they can get you connected to people that actually might be able to hire you. And you can test what you know. So this is really important.